You're listening to SBS News.
Make them pay! Make them pay! Make them pay!
Thousands of kilometres from the fighting, Ukrainian supporters in Sydney have rallied against Russia's invasion of their country. Among them, Ukrainian refugee Yulia Dodura's sister and niece.
Every day, every hour, we had a very big stress, so we can't even do anything. We just was trying to take everyone from my family, but it's really hard.
Now there is some relief for the families of Ukrainian citizens as hundreds of displaced relatives arrive in Australia. The federal government has announced it will offer temporary humanitarian visas to Ukrainians who have come to the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it will be valid for 3 years and allow people to work, study and access Medicare.
In order to support those 5,000 already visaed Ukrainians to come to Australia, and they are coming across a range of different visa programs. They are coming on skilled visa programs, on family programs, they're coming on student visas, they're coming on tourist visas. In all of these cases, when they arrive in Australia, we will make available to them a temporary humanitarian visa. This visa will be valid for a period of 3 years. They will have the opportunity and be invited to apply for other longer-term visas should they wish to do so.
The Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations says it welcomes the Commonwealth's humanitarian support. The Federation saying the visa arrangements will support fleeing Ukrainians and community-based teams will assist displaced people in each state and territory. A national database has been created to collect offers of temporary accommodation, household items, clothing and medical assistance from Australian community groups. According to Immigration Minister Alex Hawke, the government has issued visas to 5,000 people who have an Australian connection and want to enter the country.
So far we've seen about 700 of those arrive, but we now know every day we all see more people coming who are in a very bad way, who need more support and assistance. I want to thank the Australian-Ukrainian community for what they've done in recent weeks. Many of them have given up their jobs, they've worked around the clock, they've worked through the night with the department, with the government, to support these movements of these people.
Sunday's rally is just one of several events being held in solidarity with Ukraine across Australia, as communities continue to raise awareness and donations for the millions of Ukrainians displaced, injured and in need of urgent supplies. Olga Voronina is a Ukrainian-Australian taking part in the rally and is urging Australians to donate to the Ukraine Emergency Appeal Fund.
We are collecting money for humanitarian purposes. We already sent 250,000 to Ukraine. We collected all up more than $2 million by now. So thank you everyone who donates.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Russia's war on Ukraine is causing a catastrophic humanitarian emergency.
Creating the fastest growing refugee crisis since the Second World War. Currently, we see around 6.5 million people internally displaced and a further 3.3 million having fled to neighbouring countries. More than half of those are children. That actually represents about a quarter of Ukrainians forced to leave their homes.
Mr. Hawke adds that these refugees will have the option to also find jobs in Australia.
When they settle in the weeks ahead, if they choose to want to go to work, and some of the people we're seeing are doctors from major cities, they're skilled professionals, they're people who want to do something here, and they will be able to then work or study in Australia.
The government has also announced more military aid for Ukraine, an additional $21 million worth of Australian Defence Force stock. That's on top of the $70 million in military assistance Australia has already provided. Mr. Morrison says Australians who want to support those fleeing Ukraine will be able to make tax-deductible donations to approved organisations supporting refugees in Poland, Romania, Slovakia and Hungary.
They have been greatly appreciative of the help that Australia has provided and the recognition of what they're facing. But in our discussions over the last couple of weeks, they have made requests for more arms, for more humanitarian support, and they've also asked us for our coal to assist help power their resistance, to help them to deal with the energy situation and needs in their own country. And so that is exactly what we are going to do.
Australia will also donate at least 70,000 tonnes of thermal coal to Ukraine, while it has banned exports of alumina and aluminium ores to Russia. This measure is designed to limit Russia's capacity to produce aluminium, which is one of the country's critical exports. the Kremlin relies on Australia for nearly 20% of its alumina needs. But Mr. Morrison says Australia must remain resolute in its sanctions.
Russia must pay a very high price for its brutality. It must pay that price economically. It must pay that price reputationally and in diplomatic terms as well. And it is indeed paying that price.
Australians can donate to help Ukrainians in crisis via the Emergency Action Alliance website. Simply visit emergencyaction.org.au/Ukraine Emergency Appeal. Brooke Young, SBS News.